This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Tuesday marks 1 week until Election Day in Denver. That means no days off for the candidates for mayor. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Sometimes the campaign trail is a bike lane through a park. A group of Kelly Bruff supporters came together in Washington Park to ride around and drop off their ballots. A kid, not of voting age, has a question.
What is, like, your plan to make the streets safer for bikers?
Bruff, a frequent bike rider, says she would focus on making intersections safer.
How do we really focus on those intersections, particularly the ones you're crossing to go to school, to make it really safe?
Ballots are due June 6. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A super PAC supporting Mike Johnston for Denver mayor has raised over $4 million. It's the most money backing a municipal candidate in Denver history. Recently, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave $500,000 to the group. Meanwhile, a super PAC supporting Kelly Bruff has raised less than half of that, but recent donors include prominent conservatives Pete Kors and Philip Anschutz. All the rain we've been having this month could be a sign of things to come. Denver 7 chief meteorologist Mike Nelson says a developing weather pattern called El Niño will usher in warmer weather alongside a wetter summer.
It tends to supercharge our summer monsoon. So when we get into the rainy season, typically late July and August, this year could be a really strong monsoon season, give us a lot of heavy thunderstorms with flooding rains.
Nelson says this current severe weather season could be pretty intense through June, including the possibility of tornadoes. This is CPR News and KRCC. From Fort Collins down to Pueblo, there is a slight chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon. Stay here.